You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
I want to invite you to gather around as we deal with our GROW model this week, which is on hope in uncertain times. And today we're talking about practical hope with Pastor Samson Mulumba. Pastor Mulumba, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon to you too.
So hope is often seen as a lofty ideal, but it must be integrated into our daily lives, beloved, if it is to be meaningful. We have to integrate it into our daily life. Quite frankly, trusting God amid everyday trust struggles transforms routine into acts of faith. This it shifts our perspective from helplessness to divine reliance, making hope a practical force that sustains us through mundane and monumental battles alike. We need, therefore, to get a grasp of hope, and not just hope, but practical hope. Pastor Mulumba, how does trusting God reshape the way we interpret daily setbacks and frustrations?
All right. Thank you so much once again. Good afternoon to you. And it is a wonderful moment again that we get to encourage one another, because problems or uncertainties are real in our lives. We do experience those setbacks. And when we do experience, we have to deal with them. And we must allow God to help us navigate through these challenging moments of our lives. And in such moments, what I see is that God desires us to see these setbacks as appointments where he desires to meet us, because in such moments, God desires us to grow. God desires us to mature. God desires us to be strong, because when we have these setbacks, seemingly setbacks, and after we are through all those challenges, right, we will never be the same.
Yeah.
We will never be the same.
We got interrupted there. Just hold a bit, Mfundis, before we continue. I think our line got cut there as you were talking. Can you hear me now?
All right. Are you able to hear me now?
I can. Go ahead, Mfundis.
Moments of setbacks, we should know that God has weighed these problems. God has weighed all these challenges, and he appoints us to be met in those problems. He has an appointment with us that we should be able to experience him in a unique way. These should not be seen as interruptions, but these should be viewed as appointments where God desires to meet us in our troubles. And I was saying, frustrations expose areas where we are really too much on ourselves, where we rely too much on ourselves. When we are limited as human beings, then we get frustrated because we do not succeed in the way we desire to succeed. But when we have realized that we cannot rely on ourselves, but rely on God, then we can be reshaped in the way we think, in the way we see things, because we see that we are limited. God is unlimited. God is able to help us through in that moment. We should see that delays teach us patience and alignment with God's timing. At times, things will not happen the way we plan them to be, but when such times come, it is the process for us to learn patience, because all these people that we have seen in the Bible, they learn patience. That school of patience is the school that we all must go through, because God desires us to go through that process. Because when we have challenges, when we have these uncertainties, they do not leave us the same. They draw us closer to God if we permit him to work in us such great things in us, to help us learn such lessons that we must learn. So these setbacks, they redirect us as believers to run away from these harmful paths, where we see that when people are approached or they encounter these setbacks, they encounter these uncertainties, they tend to begin to abuse drugs, they begin to drink alcohol and all these things that are harmful to their bodies, and they are destroying the temple of God, while God Himself wants us to meet, to be met in those moments of loss, those moments of setbacks, then we should be redirected to God instead of abusing these substances that God does not want, that we should not. The point is that we should not pollute ourselves with all these substances. So let us remain and see that this is an opportunity where God wants to meet us, and not be the moment where we should begin to do all these things. We should see the word of God. That is clear in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It always rings in my mind, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord. So it is our opportunity that God should meet us in that moment of trouble, that moment of despair.
Okay. So in what ways can small acts of obedience become expressions of hope?
Thank you. We see that every magnificent building that we have ever seen, it is built on small blocks or with small blocks. So even our character is built with little habits. So in these moments that we are living, those little things, we must know that they should help us to grow. If we begin to cherish bad habits, they make us grow a bad character. So what I see here is that obedience reflects trust in God's wisdom. When we remain obedient in our setbacks, in our uncertainties, it helps us to trust God in God's wisdom, because God is all-knowing. There's nothing that takes Him by surprise.
Yeah.
He has seen all things beforehand. So we must learn to choose to believe and trust in His wisdom, because God has never erred. God is ever on point. We should be able to see that small choices, they shape lifelong character. Faithfulness in private reveals genuine hope. Where we, in those moments when, for example, someone begins to suggest a wrong or corrupt idea to us, or corrupt deal to us, we are just maybe the two of us with that person. We should know that in that moment, faithfulness is required, because even in privacy, God desires genuine hope to be able to manifest. We believe in God and begin to be faithful even when people cannot see us. We begin to be obedient to God.
Right.
Obedience honors God even without recognition. Even when people have not seen in the background, when things happen in the background, where the enemy of souls, the devil, begins to suggest us to sin against God, in such moments, let us remain obedient to God, even when the world cannot know that we have stood out and we have overcome such temptations. With God, we have succeeded. So daily discipline prepares believers for great responsibilities. Those that cannot handle little responsibilities, even greater responsibilities, they cannot handle, because Jesus tells us that when we are faithful in little things, He will bless us to be responsible of greater things. So hope must be ignited in us, even in such moments. Let us choose prayer and not panic. Let us choose to practice honesty when compromise seems easier. Sure.
Okay, I hear you. In fact, how does genuine hopefulness challenge the culture of instant gratification and superficial success?
Sir, you may come up again. I got an interruption.
I noticed. How does genuine hope challenge the culture of instant gratification and superficial success?
So what we see again, we see that hope teaches patience in a hurried world where things are expected to be done rapidly. When you are in that moment of uncertainty, you desire a quick deliverance, but God may seem to delay. That teaches us patience. Faith values faithfulness over fame. When you are called to compromise, you choose to be faithful. You sacrifice that opportunity in the mind of human mind that may want you to excel and make, I mean, be fame at that moment, but you decide to be faithful. So these values, faith helps us to value faithfulness in this process as we are moving. So eternal rewards outweigh temporal pleasure. When we see that there is a crown that awaits us, not just the crown, but there is eternal life that awaits the believers, we begin to see that the reward ahead of us is greater than the pleasures of the moment. We begin to wait on God, who is able to keep us. In this process of waiting, the process where we have faith in God, it helps us have that attitude of worship God because of who he is. We begin to see these challenges as things that God can remove at any time that he pleases. We do not see problems to be bigger than God, but we see that these problems, God is able to eliminate them. God is still in control, even when we cannot see his hand. Joseph waited years before the fulfillment. We can surely see that Abraham trusted God despite delays. Moses chose obedience over comfort.
Okay, hey, whoever is calling you really needs your attention for this. All right, so what does it mean to live with an expectancy rooted in divine promise rather than worldly assurance?
All right, the question is, what does it mean to live with an expectancy rooted in divine promises rather than worldly assurances?
Yes.
Surely, there's a song that my faith is built on the solid rock because these other grounds are sinking sand. We must know that worldly securities are temporal and unstable. Divine promises are eternal and trustworthy. When we have believed in God, we know that we have trusted in the solid rock, Jesus Christ. These other grounds are sinking sand, like the writer of the song puts it. Faith actually rests in God's character, not circumstances. When we have faith in God, we will stand no matter what happens, because circumstances are for a moment. They come and go, but God is eternal. He remains the way he is. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That moment should remind us that we must remain solid in our faith in God, trust him even more. When the world press us and it calls us to give up, we should have faith in God more than before. So God's timing is perfect, though unseen. As human beings, sometimes we begin to get weary, but we should still wait on God's timing.
Yeah.
So God is present in our trials. He has not abandoned us. Mm. He has promised us that he will be with us in all seasons. So this should be in us, where we should see that God has said that he is able to feed the birds of the air. God is able to take care of his creation. Then he tells us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Then all these things will be added to us. That should be our supreme desire, to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because God has said that he will provide for us throughout.
Final question, Funisa. How can hope be cultivated as a daily discipline rather than an occasional feeling?
Right. So we see that in this hope that we are talking about, because we are talking about this hope being practical, it means we must be intentional. We must cherish these spiritual disciplines, where we must give ourselves time to study the Word of God, be consistent in prayer. We begin to record the faithfulness of the Lord. When we encounter certain moments, we record, I have experienced this and the Lord has come through for me. That gives us hope, because we'll have time to reflect back in our lives, begin to see the hand of God, how God has kept us. We got admitted in hospitals. God came through for us. We're discharged, and we are at home with our families.
Right.
We got involved in road accidents, and God helped us to survive those accidents. And we are alive while in our presence, others died. And we begin to see that the hand of God surely has been faithful in our lives. In such moments, we must be reminded that God desires us to be drawn closer to Him. So let us cherish regular worship and praise God for how good He has been in the past. With that hope, we will realize that He will be faithful again in our present moment. If He delivered us in the past, even in the moment, in the present moment, He can deliver us.
Absolutely.
And if we are sure of how He has led us in the past, we can be sure of the future because
God
has never disappointed us.
He has
never disappointed us. His hand has led us through and through. And in the end, we'll smile at the storm and say, surely the Lord has been faithful with me.
Absolutely.
God has been faithful with us.
All right, that's how we're going to end it today. Thank you ever so much. And Fundis, Pastor Samson Mulomba, have a wonderful day further. See you tomorrow, sir.
Thank you so much. Stay blessed there.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.